Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So Amazon, the company, not the river, seems to have outgrown its relationship with the Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS. Impatient over service lapses, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who has his own rocket company, may be interested in amassing his own fleet of planes, trains, trucks, and drones to deliver goods. That would make Amazon a full-blown global logistics company. Internal Amazon documents reveal a plan for a global delivery network that would control the flow of goods from China to the U.S. John Wells is a professor of management practice at Harvard Business School and a former CFO for PepsiCo and Frito-Lay. He says for an online retailer, efficient logistics is critical, and the U.S. is actually way behind its competitors.
Customers want speed, and they want it for nothing. And so Amazon is spending a lot of time looking around the world at how it can actually improve its performance. Many say that they're looking into competing in China. I doubt that they will do particularly well there because there's some very sophisticated competitors in China. JD.com is the lead player in Amazon's space. It is the Amazon of China. They deliver 85% of their product either the same day or the following day, way ahead of what happens in the United States. But Alibaba is the granddad, the absolute granddad of online in China. They're a marketplace. Amazon is also a marketplace, but they've got five times the size of Amazon and also delivering a lot the same day, the following day, and they're going down to doing it within 2 hours. In the United States, expensive, slow logistics is holding back the development of online retail.
So China makes this an absolute imperative for Amazon. It's not simply being annoyed at the U.S. Postal Service or UPS or FedEx.
What's actually happening in this space, to be competitive, you have to offer very fast delivery and typically free. It's amazing what happens when you take the delivery charges away and sales boom. But in order to do that, in order to offer very low-cost delivery, you need to keep your inventory near the customer. And so what's happening is people are distributing their product ever closer to the customer. Alibaba is just buying, at the moment, the number one consumer electronics retail bricks-and-mortar store. And in order that they can put product there and deliver it within 2 hours to the consumer. That's the equivalent, by the way, of Amazon buying Best Buy in order to get closer to the consumer. Now, the only problem is, how do you get it from the local stores to the consumer's front door, the last mile, and this is the big challenge. Ideally, you get them to pick it up. And up to half of customers like to come and pick it up. But the other half, how do you get it to them and how do you get it to them quickly? Well, Amazon is figuring out a very cost-effective way. They're creating the equivalent of Uber. They're testing it. It's Uber, Amazon Now, Amazon Next. They're actually getting drivers with their own cars to deliver the parcels very, very cost-effectively. Question, you know, can UPS do this? And the United States Parcel Service do this? Two-hour delivery using non-union labor? I very much doubt it. But Amazon has forged the way if it really wants to offer and be competitive and really drive more online retailing in the United States.
Are UPS warehouses and FedEx warehouses, are they duplicates, essentially, of what Amazon already has?
No, not really, basically. But from Amazon's point of view, what they need to do is to put these locations, these distribution locations, with the exact inventory they require close to the consumers. We all already have an infrastructure like that in the United States. It's called big box stores. You know, you take a Best Buy, they're probably within 20 minutes of 80 or 90% of the U.S. population. The only issue is at the moment they consider themselves to be bricks and mortar retailers as opposed to distribution centers and showrooms and places for people to come and return their products.
So when are we going to see this? In other words, how soon will Amazon make its footprint known on streets and in, sort of delivery fleets?
It's happening now, essentially. I think their test that Amazon Now is in more than 20 cities in the world. Amazon Next is being tested in 4 or 5 in the United States at the moment. If these prove cost effective, we'll see them roll out very, very aggressively. Specialized warehouses and the capability of integrating all of this into one much more effective logistics operation. That is Amazon's business. They've been in it right from the very start. They've been in it 20 years and they're getting better and better at it.
Can you be profitable in the last mile distribution game if you don't deliver other people's stuff, particularly if one of the features of your product is that you give your delivery service for free?
You have to remember there are some consumers that once they've decided to buy something, I'd call them the now generation, they want it now. Others are prepared to wait a couple of days, and they can probably get a more cost-effective service through the United States Postal Service. Now, there's literally hundreds of thousands of people that are prepared to sign up for this. I could almost imagine, being controversial, that the employees of the United States Parcel Service during their day shift will be delivering parcels on a regular basis, and then they'll be doing a second shift on their own account because they know where the addresses are and can do it faster than other players. The issue is if you provide a lot of the volume to any player out there, then you effectively control them and you can get excellent service.
And the drivers and employees for Amazon, are they going to be different from the Amazon employees that work in the warehouse? Will they be eligible for benefits? Will they be employees and be able to rely on them?
If they basically grow out the Uber model, it will be very close to the Uber model, where people basically move in and out of the market using their own resources in order to basically deliver the parcels. And so it is not an easy task. Regulation will move in, and we will see at the end of the day which way regulation goes. When your parcel is delivered, you can pass back feedback, identify it when it was delivered. There's an enormous number of controls over poor service, over individuals that are providing it. And as soon as, if they do not perform to the right level, then they lose the opportunity to provide the service. This is how Uber works. This is how it would work in a new world with last mile delivery, Uber-esque, a la Amazon.
John Wells, professor of management practice at Harvard Business School and chair of the Senior Retail Forum at Harvard. Thank you so much, professor.
You're most welcome.